Welcome to Equipus Christchurch. Equipus Church is a whole lot of friends championing one another to go higher in Christ. For more details, check out our website at equipuschurch.com/Christchurch.
Wow, it's so good to be back home. I got lots of homes, but this is home. Yeah. Fiji's where my bed is. This is where my home's at because my people, my family are here. And what an amazing privilege to be with you this morning. It's an honor. And I'm sorry if I haven't said hi to you already, but we will on the way to the front door. Can I just honor our pastors this morning, Pastor John and Pastor Emma? What a joy. Can we just honor them this morning? I know Pastor John is not here, but we pray for you guys and we anticipate every move of God. And we thank you for continuing the growth and continuing the healing and continuing the power that flows out of this house. Because we've been sent by you guys. You know that, eh? Like, we represent Otautahi Christchurch. We represent, we're an extension of this house. And we know that this is where God called us from. And this is where God sent us from. And so it's always special to be here in the room. So why don't you say hi to someone you didn't come with this morning while I grab my iPad and set myself up. It's great to see you this morning, church. Great to see you. Say hi, Mbula. If you don't know me, hi, nice to meet you. My name is Kalinia Chikumalakai Tonganivalu. That's my passport name. You can call me T or Tico, Chico in my mother's dialect. But I love what God is doing. And can we just brag a little bit? Praise equals praise, so don't get your thing. I just want some photos just to show you your family back home in Fiji. This was our first birthday. We celebrated it in February. What I love is that we started the room full on this Sunday as well. We ran out of chairs. So we have people all over the place. But we love what God is doing. So this was our first birthday. This was when we launched in February. We had some of our family from Christchurch come over and celebrate with us. So this was the cutting of the cake, and everybody's kind of facing the other way. We had a first birthday cake that we enjoyed together, but it's a multicultural church. Yes, we love it. We're part of what we call the Love Suva Foundation. It's a privilege to be part of a team of pastors gathering churches together. So we have C3, Fiji Connect, which is Fiji's version of Hillsong, a church called Bethel Church. They're not connected to the church in Reading. Bethel Church, there's ICT, Inner City Tabernacle, it's a very flash word for an AOG church. Inner City Tabernacle, and the Salvation Army, even the Seventh-day Adventists, the Anglicans, even the Mormons. We're just kind of doing some friend evangelism there. But this was Christmas Eve Sunday, where everybody came together. And we were just so blessed to serve. And like, this doesn't happen often, and I think we have to like champion the cause of togetherness and the family of God. Is that sometimes we can do our own thing, but what greater testimony can there be but when the church come together? So this is some of our ladies from Equipers, of course, because they got their hands raised. Yeah. This is one of my favorite pictures. So we're praying for people. And at kids, you know, our kids, there's no junior version of the Holy Spirit. Right? And so as we minister, the kids just come up and they start laying hands on people. There have been testimonies of people being healed on the spot as they've come up, and just kids just having the confidence to come up and pray. But that's something we've learned just being around here with Pastor Helen and stuff. So this is Timothy. This is Church Without Walls. In Fiji, you get notification to say you're not having power in your neighborhood this Sunday. From 6 to 6, and so we were. It was Baptism Sunday. There was absolutely no power, and you would appreciate it. It's very hot, so we decided let's go have Church Without Walls baptisms at the beach because we're surrounded by it. So yeah, so just worship. This is another photo of the lecture theater that we had the Christmas service at. We started a Nandi gathering. So Nandi is 14 weeks old. We started in September last year. Just had a, like just that whim, like, oh man, could God, can God, will God? Yes, he did. A majority of them, like 70%, under the age of 20. And so they come on a Wednesday night. So we travel from Suva all the way to Nandi every week. And just literally run, now we're doing e-groups. So after praise and worship, we'll split up into groups. And there can be up to 7 groups on a Wednesday night. We had our first open heaven. Sorry, the image is a bit blurry there, but we had our first open heaven. Again, trying to sell the idea to our pastor friends. Man, that was a mish. And then we showed them open heaven last year from Auckland, and they were like, that's so big. Like, how can we do that? It's like, great, because if it's impossible, God can do it. And so we're able to kind of just go through it, just having the city come. So we had about 600 people by the end of the night, because we started with 300. If you know our island friends. So we're teaching them that on time is late, and late is rude, so there's no such thing as island time. But look, just an open heaven, so like just a working together of the body of Christ. Again, 70% of people in the room are under the age of 30. And we wanted to kind of just get students together. And like, you know, when we talk prayer meeting, it's the old people that come and pray. No offense. Normally, right? But we wanted to kind of engage the next generation to come and pray because we can pray. So we prayed for 2 hours, which was great. And just caught some amazing images of just JJ. Some of you would have met JJ at Shout. He's one of our youth leaders. He's 17. He's going to be the Prime Minister of Fiji one day. So just, you know, just a small job. Don't mess it up. Again, so this is some young ladies from other churches. We had Super Hub in Nandi, so we were able to run a Super Hub in Nandi after the Suva Super Hub. We had the Suva Super Hub on the Thursday night. Everybody hopped on the bus the next day, and we took off to Nandi and Super Hub in Nandi. So that's the crew that we took from Suva. We had our first Summer Revo camp in Suva. A lot of people had left by then, and someone thought, we haven't taken a photo. So that's your family in Suva, guys. Again, this is, so Revolution Youth in Suva is a bunch of churches coming together. The reason why we do it on Thursday is so we can model how to do youth ministry our way or the Revolution way. And so they traditionally would take the ideas and the games and stuff to their youth groups on Fridays. And what we're seeing is a real turn in just the way young people see how youth ministry is done. And it's young people, it's high schoolers ministering to high school. I'm the grandfather who just pushes the button on the playlist. And I set up and make sure, because I'm the only one that can drive as well. So that's why I'm there. Otherwise, I'll be hanging out with Shelly at home. So we're also part of the Believe, what God is doing through Believe. In the Pacific, through Planet Shakers Church. This is Believe last year in Suva. And again, look, that's just a testament of the young people. That's just young people who are in the room, who are really hungry to see God move. And I'm sure there's hunger everywhere, but particularly we're experiencing this. So while we're, is there any more photos, guys? I think that was the last one, eh? If there was a time that we could bring people together, it's now. And I love the fact that when God moves, it just breaks down every wall of religion or like just you, like whatever. Because in Fiji, when you say you're a pastor, it's, I think people morph into this thing. And there's honor, but it just gets in the way. And you're like, hey, I'm just like you, dude. So I say to the guys at church, please don't introduce me as Pastor T, because the minute you say pastor, the real them kind of goes into the background. So we've got this thing now, and I'll give them the look, and I'll be like, don't say it. And then we do it. But I love it that my parents are in church with us. So they've served in the Salvation Army for years, as long as I can remember. And so we say to them, hey, you know, you can keep going to the army. And they're like, no, because you're here, our kids are here, and our grandkids are here. So while God is doing something amazing in the lives of young people, we love our seniors at church. And we often remind them, it's like, see this? It's because of your prayers. See this? So you have a part to play in the future of the church, is that I get to do what I do because of faithful prayers of people who've gone before, right? And so I think I wanted to kind of just speak around that this morning, is that we get to do what we do because of those who've gone before us in everything in life. Parenting, right? You know that someone was the first parent. You know, I often remind the parents of our teenagers when they come to me and whinge about, ah, they're always on their device, and ah, they're always in their room, or oh, they're always doing that. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. What were you like when you were 16? End of conversation. End of conversation. Because that's like the grace of God. It's the grace of God. Like often we forget, right, where we've come from. And I knew that when we were parenting our kids. Thank God I had Caleb, Nick, Matt, Pastor Matt Cornford, like these guys, when we had our strappy lads, we just bring them to packing. And Matt, you know, Pastor Matt, he's a burly guy. And so he will just give some of that squeeze and, hey, I heard you've been a bit testy this week. No, I haven't. Yes, you have. But here's the thing about this is our boys love Jesus. They're serving in the house. And if it wasn't for the village around us that helped champion them, I don't think they'll be in church. Right? And I think it's really important as parents. I just wanted to kind of just remind us this morning that the house of God, that's where Jesus wanted to be. That's where he got lost. And that's where, like, if my kids would wake us up early in the morning, Dad, we're going to be late, pack in, come on. And I've just got off the flight. Oh, Shelly's like, remember, that's what we prayed for. You go. I release you to go. And that's really where we are today. And to come back, and there's relationship in the room for a lot of you. But I thank God for you. We thank God for the journey. This is, and this place was where I was sitting right there, Caleb, where God, He put his hand and said, ministry again? I think you can. Right? We were like, I'm not sure whether this whole church thing could work. We love Jesus, but don't know about the church. How many of you kind of had that experience? Love Jesus, but don't know about his followers. Sometimes. Right? But that's the iron sharpening iron. Like, we get to rub shoulders with each other. And it was that, there was a moment where it was our first Sunday, where we decided this is where we would plant and this is where we would grow. And this is where God would begin to just heal our hearts from brokenness and continue. And maybe you're here today and maybe there's a bit of brokenness in you, whatever your circumstances. I want you to know that God wants to heal you, right? God's ready to heal you. And if you're ready to come on this journey, he would just do the work, do the work. When I go back to Fiji, when we went back, my high school friends that I grew up with in high school, funny enough, they're like, you sound different. So yeah, I've been living in New Zealand all these years, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, and we see from Facebook, because that's the truth of where your life is at, that you're a pastor. And I'm like, yep, because if you knew me at 16, 17, right? I'm like, yeah, yes, I was that, but now this is who I am. And just being able, like, the healing for me is being able to influence someone for good. Right? Because often in our teenage lives, speaking to the young people this morning, it's all about the good times and, right? YOLO! you grow up and you get images of yourself and through your kids and your life. And I'm so grateful that just as we continue to grow older, I'll be 49 this year. Can't believe it, because I can remember my dad as 49. Yes, just as cool, I think. But we grow up. We grow up. And one of the issues we're facing in Fiji right now is there are just so many kids who are fatherless. It's a fatherless generation. And I kid you not, at Equipus Fiji, we have so many of our young people that have just come in because they need a dad. And there are amazing men that God has brought into our house who, alongside us, we're just fathering this next generation. There's about, the stats is something like 3,000 denominations in Fiji for a small place. So if you want to start a church, you can start a church, you can start a church, you can start a church. Everybody's got a church, but domestic violence stats is up. Drug use is up. People going into prison, that keeps going up. Crime is up. And so we have to ask the question, why? Why is it that while people are in church, Monday still looks different? While people are lifted hands in worship, they take on a completely different persona when they go into the world. So I want to bring a word of challenge. Because maybe you're new to Equippers, maybe you're new to the faith journey, but I want to tell you today, there's no junior version of the Holy Spirit. There's not a novice version of the Holy Spirit. You receive the fullness of Him when you receive Christ. And so you're probably just holding back when you could be going full steam ahead because He's ready for you. And I want to pray for people this morning as I close. Got your Bibles with you. It'll come up on the screen as well. 1 Timothy 4, one verse I want to talk about today. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. We've got it up there in the NLT version. I'll read it to you in the NIV right now. Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Set an example. As a kid growing up, I used to really struggle with people like bullying or like calling me names that really belittled me. Anyone can relate? Yep. But I realized sometimes I'm still acting like that 14-year-old kid when someone confronts me. Right? I had to get work done for that. is the minute there's an authoritarian person in front of me, I kind of shriek into the background because I'm scared of whatever could happen, right? And I wonder what, if you were like that with me, like me, is that when you get into a confrontational environment, we just kind of go back into that old childlike us. But I want to tell you today, God wants to set you free of that. God wants to set you free from intimidation, right? Because while you might be a big burly guy, strong, protector, there's still that element of fear in us that holds us back from fully engaging in what God has for us. There is, and you're human. That's what we all have to go through. But I want to talk about this scripture. Is what he's saying is, don't just let anybody speak over you or talk down to you. You know, when you're starting something new, often you'll have people who will stand and look and just like, let's see how long this is going to take, right? Let's see how long this business is going to function for. Let's see how long that marriage would last for, right? You have a lot of skeptical people in our lives. We do. And so what do you do with that? You see, because if we don't know who we are, when we don't know how God sees us, we're going to let other people's words like push us down and hold us back. But then you get to meet those Christians who are like, I don't care what anybody says, right? But really, they do care. But there's just a rough exterior. because you were young. The Fiji church, I mean, often when I talk to like senior pastors from bigger movements in Fiji, one of the things they say, Shelley laughs at this, one of the things they say to me is, "Oh, you young pastors." I was like, bro, I don't think I'm nearing 50, right? Don't let the shaved beard kind of fool you because I got gray, right? Because they will see you and they will think, oh, it's what all the young pastors are doing. Isn't it cool? They're gathering the church together. We did that once. That's what we used. Oh, we used to do that, but we don't do it now because. And there's a real mandate for us to call those people in. It's like, no, there's no intimidation here. It's flat level, like Jesus leadership style. Jesus is the only one at the top. And we get to do this together. So just because you're starting something up, don't give up. Keep going. If you are newly, I know, man, newlyweds. Any newlyweds here? Like 2, 3 years, five, under 5 years? Anybody married under 5 years? I see you. Yeah. Like, keep going. It gets better. It gets better. Oi, seriously. Because you grow up. I grew up. The things that Shelley had to deal with, oh my goodness, with, yes, thank you, Jesus. Like, just keep growing. Keep, like, honoring each other. One thing I love that my wife does is she cooks all these new meals. So almost every week, there's a new recipe that we get to try. So you don't get to be this size with the kind of food that my wife cooks. It's amazing, right? But that's like, you just keep it fresh. Those are the things that you do, right? Don't upgrade to a better model. That's what the world does. Hey, you know what I mean? All the married people? You better tell somebody. Set an example. The world doesn't know because we haven't told them. Or the world doesn't know because we haven't shown them. Wonder why the world is in trouble? It's because they haven't seen a model of what it is to be an example. It's attractive. It's an attractive thing. Many of you in this room have been doing this for many years. I know most of your stories. And you keep, like, just keep doing the thing. Teachers, a bunch of teachers in the school, keep doing your thing. Keep growing. Keep being vibrant in your community. Keep showing the love of Jesus by the way you teach. Like, wherever we are, we get to set the example in speech. I've worked in the marketplace and I've worked in ministry. This one thing I know for sure, people are people. Right? People are people. It doesn't matter whether you're in church or out of church, it's the same thing. So you need to understand people have needs. There's certain reasons why people say certain things. And so you have to understand how to navigate around that. Speech is very important. Let's ask better questions rather than jump to statements. That's one thing I learned when I was growing up. Ask better questions. Don't jump to conclusions. Why are you angry? I'm not angry. Is everything all right? See how that hits differently? And our conduct and how we conduct ourselves is really important. One thing we're wanting to also help Fiji with is customer service. And if you know me, that's one thing I love. So when you're at the supermarket, I used to get really annoyed about that. Then I thought, oh, I could just be a thermometer or I could be a thermostat and turn it up a bit and warm it up a bit, right? So it's often like, Yandra. And they come out of this trance. And then this smile comes up. And I was like, thank you for coming to work today. And they're like, you know, I was like, it's okay. I don't want a free chocolate. But you know how we can just conduct ourselves in such a way that makes someone's day? Come on, this is not rocket science. But I think we need to be reminded that the world is in need. The world is starving for connection. And just when you think you get into like you know, your autopilot mode, snap out of it. Come back. People need Jesus. And the way you can tell of Jesus, is by the way we conduct ourselves. Who loves loving people? Yeah. It's easy to love people because you know what it feels like to be loved. So when you love that feeling of, that special feeling of being loved, show others that. Literally show others that. The last couple of things is faith and purity. These are two like contentious points in our world today. Faith, what you believe in, and purity, what is purity? I feel like it's a discussion. I love Pastor Jonah and the way he articulates thought and depth and language that helps people understand what they're going through. And I love it. And in our movement, that's something that we are wanting to champion. We want to champion faith. Come on, people of faith. Because it's impossible to please God without faith. So we must please God with our faith. And purity. The world is like, do whatever you want to with whoever you want to. And if you're happy, I'm happy. I dare say there are Christians in church who are saying that to their friends. Oh, as long as you're happy, I'm happy. Like, how do we bring conversation around purity? How do we come, you know, this conversation around relationships? And sometimes we can get stuck, but we can ask the Holy Spirit. And you know what I've found? It's just love them. All of the barriers, all of the things that cage them in, the minute you show love to people, all that just drops. Because it's a protective mechanism that they've put up. And they're like, no, you're not going to come close to me because I've got this barrier up. But love, who says no to love? And if there was a way in which we could love people, Lord, come on, really love people. This is not just about doing missions, not about kind of taking time to like schedule it in so you could just do the thing, tick the box, but really love people. But we know what from Free People is you can't love people if you yourself don't feel love, right? You can't necessarily help free people if you yourself aren't free. How do you bring healing to your friends or to your family or to your nation if you're the one that needs healing? And I just wonder this morning, just for a moment, can we just check in? Can we just get to that place where we just ask God? God, I want to be an example. But I want to be a good example. I don't want to be intimidated anymore with what I'm facing in the world today because I believe I know who I am and whose I am. And then today, what if you were to kind of change your perspective on how you see the world? How can you be an example to others? Shiloh, are you around? We'll get Shiloh and Keys. I just feel like maybe we could just hit this in multiple ways. As if you're, Paul saying, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. Maybe for you today, that's what you're struggling with. It's because you're young, you seem to have like, everybody's kind of picking on you. Maybe it's hard for you in the journey of like, to be an example to others and you need God to just say, hey, it's okay, I'm with you. And God wants to say that to you this morning. Maybe your speech is loose. Maybe your language is not becoming of someone who follows Jesus. And that was me, right? Just loose. Maybe your conduct, maybe you're doing stuff right now in your life and you're kind of struggling to get out of it. And maybe no one's really called you out on it, but there's a desire to be free from it. Maybe that could change today. Maybe you just need love. Maybe you need someone to let you know that you are loved, you are safe in this space. What I love about church is, man, it's a melting pot. People of all shapes and sizes and different walks of life, but we come together for one reason, to lift up Jesus and for Jesus to lift up our heads. In faith and in purity. Come on, that's probably some of the things that we can encapsulate in one moment, is for us to pray for that. Just with your eyes closed, I wonder if you wouldn't mind just kind of just ask Holy Spirit to search my heart. God, if there's a part of me that I need to submit to you, that I need healing from, that I need you to minister into. Maybe you're at home, you're watching this, and maybe for you as well today is for you to understand that God loves you. God wants to restore you. And as he's restoring the earth, he's restoring his people, because he's not coming back to a bride that's not ready. And so we want to be ready for when he comes home and takes us. Come on, just right now in this moment. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving, doing a work in us. We recognize, God, that you are doing a deeper work, healing us from the inside. Father, for those of us who felt like words have harmed us, words have put us in a place of where we're defensive and we don't feel safe, God, right now, just pray, Holy Spirit, minister your healing balm into that space, God, right now. Minister your grace, Lord. Those who are hurt, relationships, friendships, come on, broken marriages, a broken story. Come, Holy Spirit, just begin to work. Healing balm. I just sense the Holy Spirit. Just a healing balm right now. Come on, the beauty of Jesus. Healing and restoring and bringing strength. And maybe for some this morning, you're kind of like, man, I'm challenged. Every time I'm with my Christian friends, I'm good. But when I'm with my work friends, I just don't have anything to hold me back, because I just conform. Maybe God wants to help you today. Maybe you could make a decision. Father, I could influence rather than be influenced. That your Monday to Friday could look different, because you have made the decision to invite Jesus to be your source and not your circumstance. I'm going to ask you to stand now with me, church. I just want to show hands of people that have just kind of dealt in that moment. Holy Spirit's helped you in those moments. Just looking around. Anyone kind of felt like a move of God in your life? This morning you felt like God's lifted your head, has cleared some mess. Yeah. Yeah. It's a personal journey. Yes, I see your hands. It's a personal journey. And while we come and, yeah, we attend church, and but we need to engage with what God is doing and what God is saying. And God wants us to be a part of that. We go on mission every time we walk out these doors. But I would never want us to do it without the power of God. And we need the power of God, because it's the transforming power of God that will change the world. It's the power of Jesus. And so we're going to pray for power this morning. This is a power where Energy Fiji Limited can't shut it down. Trust Power can't shut it down. They can't contain this power, because it's the dunamis power of God. And while we make a recognition and say, God, I need you in my life, unless we have the power of God, we can't do nothing Without God, I can't do nothing. And if I know that to be true for me, I guess it would be true for you too. Right? And so come on, we're gonna sing. But I want you to, in this moment, I need you to ask God. I need your power in my life now. I need your power. Come on, let's just get desperate before Him. God, I need your power. Because I've got to make decisions this week that I have no wisdom or power to. Come on, just right now. God, just in the situation that I'm dealing with right now, I need your power. I need your power, God. I need your power for my business. I need your power for my marriage. I need your power to deal with school the next day. I need your power.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Check out our website at equipuschurch.com/Christchurch.